The place for talk on the internet. This is TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Italy has fascinating culture, beautiful scenery, amazing history, and warm, friendly people. Nobody knows Italy better than the host of How to Tour Italy. Here's Anthony Capozzoli on TalkZone.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show. And I'm a little overwhelmed at the moment, actually. We're standing in a phenomenal gallery here in Florence named It's the Freely Gallery. And I just want to get the specifics up front so you know where to come and see some of the most beautiful, I'm not even going to call them replicas because they're all handmade work done by artisans in marble and in bronze, and it's just phenomenal. So it's the Freely Gallery, and you should join me through this interview by checking out the gallery's website, which is freelygallery.com, and that's spelled F-R-I-L-L, so two L's, I-G-A-L-L-E-R-Y.com. They're located on Via dei Fossi here in Florence at 4-26 Rosso. See? And you can send them an email if you have some questions or some information if you want to come and visit the gallery. They're open for visits as long as they're open for business during the day. And the email address is info@freelygallery.com. And I am standing here with Sarah and Leonardo of the gallery and with Signora Marinella, grazie, one of the owners of the gallery. And this is let me start out by kind of pointing out two things, and then we're going to introduce everyone and talk and do an interview. But two of my favorite works here in the world, in fact, but here specifically in Florence, Ghiberti's Doors of Paradise and Verrocchio's David, were redone for the city of Florence and kind of refurbished by the Freely Gallery. So this is quite an experience because we get to dive back into the Renaissance and see how things were originally made. So thank you so much for being a part of the interview.
Nice to meet you, Leonardo.
Thank you, Leonardo. And we also have Sarah. Say a little something.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sarah.
Thank you so much. And so maybe we should talk at first about the replication work. Excuse me. I'm going to say replication. I don't mean that because these are original handmade works that you've created, but on behalf of the style of Ghiberti and in Verrocchio, but maybe the Gates of Paradise, because I think for anyone that comes to Florence, that is an overwhelming piece of art, and they're so beautifully done. So the ones that you actually see today on the Baptistery were done by the hands of the artisans that work here at the Freely Gallery.
Correct, yes. In effect, that was one of our main work, and the Gates of Paradise were casted from Freely Gallery in 1997. They were commissioned to us from a Japanese sponsor who donated to the city of Florence. And this was, of course, one of the main events in town in that period. And you can still admire in our replica, which is just in front of the baptistry. And it's a twin replica because done from the original molds.
Yeah, and they're phenomenal. I think they are exact. I mean, Ghiberti himself would be proud of the work. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful.
So.
Yeah,
I mean, so.
And it's fascinating too because the Japanese, the benefactor who sponsored the work, had two sets made, one for the city of Florence and then one that he took back with him to Japan. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to have those hanging in my front room. I think that'd be pretty nice. People walk in. Do you have anything? These are the Gates of Paradise.
Sure.
which is amazing. And the other thing that's great too is you follow the strict rules and processes of the masters from the Renaissance. Which is wonderful in terms of the molding process and things. And now I'm speaking of Verrocchio's David. And maybe we can talk a little bit through this. And I'll have some descriptions, everyone, on howtotouritaly.com, links to the Freely Gallery, of course, but specifically the process in a little bit more detail if you're interested. And I know the art and history buffs out there are. But maybe we can talk a little bit about the process that you use here to recreate some of these wonderful statues here.
Yes. Our gallery is still using the lost wax process, which was the same technique used even during Renaissance period for bronze castings. And in effect, this is a quite long procedure. So we can say there are 7 steps to be followed. On each individual step, there is actually handwork on it. So we do start from a plaster model on which we do a sort of silicone negative mold, which we are using to pour inside some wax, liquid hot wax, which is usually which makes a perfect replica in wax of the model. This wax model, which is a positive, of course, is covered and filled in with some special refractory investments, which are used for melting the hot bronze inside, which actually is taking the place of the wax and gives the name to the method. And after that, we do have to crack these refractory investments, and we have the rough casting, which should, of course, be hand-chiseled and hand-patinated. By special oxidation, we are making with particular acids, and by following this complicated and long procedure, we may get different qualities of patinas, green, brown, black, and so on.
That's great. And what's wonderful, too, everyone, when you come and visit the gallery, you're literally surrounded by some of the most famous sculptures that you'll see, not only in Italy, but around the world, in Greece. Mm. We have, we're standing under, forgive me, the name of the Greek athlete that we're standing under.
Apoxemenos.
Yeah.
Apoxemenos. Yes. In effect, staying here is like visiting a small museum, because we have all a wide choice of different most famous subjects of museum of all over the world. So you can actually admiring real copies of top quality Greek and Roman and Renaissance pieces.
Which is amazing. And their clientele reaches around the world, and lots of famous people from the United States, from here in Europe. So the clientele, when you come and buy a piece here, you can hold yourself in very, very good company. And you'll see why when you get here, because everything is extraordinarily done to the exact specifications of the original artwork. And then what's wonderful, too, is you can request it to be made of a certain scale. So if you want it to fit in a particular room, you can do so, or you can have it made originally to size, or even bigger, in fact, if you'd like to put it outside.
Yes,
so,
of course. Yeah.
Two things. One of my favorite things in Florence here, there's a little fountain called Porcellino, and I'm going to actually give the microphone to Sarah and have her describe why that's important to the city of Florence, if that's okay. And it's called Little Pig, but it's actually a wild boar, and I'm going to have Sarah describe kind of its importance to the city of Florence.
Hi. We used to call the wild boar Porcellino because it's the monument of the Florentine people, not the monument of the government at Florence City. And Porcellino real in Italian language, it's meaning little pig, but we love it. And in real, even if it's a wild boar, it is our Porcellino little pig. We use since we are very very young, we are children. We used to play each Sunday afternoon with our parents on this statue in the downtown of Florence, and we used to caress it. In fact, a lot of different parts of the monument they are no more covered by
it's
the patina.
Dull, indeed.
In particular, the nose, because there is a legend that says that if you caress the nose of the wild boar, you will come back in the future in Florence again, and you will be lucky all the day long, all the life long, sorry. And so this is the reason why the Porcellino is a brown-green, the nose is totally not covered. And moreover, the beautiful base of the monument, which is a fountain in real, it is displaying all the different little animals of our river, the River Arno. So we have the crabs, the frogs, the snails of our classic Tuscan river.
Well, thank you very much. And you can find the statue, Porcellino. It's in the New Market here in Florence, which is one block away, arguably, from Piazza Signoria.
Not far from here. 5 minutes walking.
Yeah, so you can see it. It's really cool. So you can go there. There's a market. You can shop a little bit, rub the nose of the pig, and then many people put a little coin in the pig's mouth, let it go, and it falls into like a Yeah, in the bottom of the fountain. So it's the equivalent in Rome of throwing a coin over your back into the Trevi Fountain. Here in Florence, it's in a little pig's nose. So it's beautiful, but we're surrounded by these wonderful pieces. You can find, this is the only place, by the way, in the world that you can actually look the Statue of David in the eyes. And
that's true. Yeah.
So let me explain what I mean by that. There is an exact copy of David's head to scale, which is really impressive, and it's a unique opportunity to see the grand scale that Michelangelo was able to call the sculpture, of course, but to see and look at it in its face is really impressive. And so did you decide to make that because you got a lot of requests for it, or what was the motivation behind that particular piece?
No, because most of the people when come to Florence expect to find David.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not my favorite one because there are actually other Davids, the Donatello, the Verrocchio, the
sure.
Bernini one, but the Michelangelo one is the most famous one, so everybody wants to see it. And here you don't have to pay anything.
You don't have to pay anything. and it's cool. You can come and visit, and you should come and see this beautiful gallery and buy some work to have brought home, because not only do they have the large scale artwork here, but they have smaller pieces that you can afford to purchase. If you want to bring something back from Florence that is wonderful, and you want something original, you can buy, because the same effort and the same artisan quality is produced in the smaller pieces that are able to be brought home in your luggage, for lack of a better term. So like the David's and the bust of, or rather the head of Michelangelo's David, and some of these wonderful sculptures you could purchase. They're affordable and you can bring them home with you. So come and check it out. Buy some art. Bring it home. And this way, instead of coming home back to Florence with just a t-shirt, you actually have some artisan handmade quality artwork that you can
yes.
put at home and enjoy.
Since 1860, this is our specialty.
Yeah, that's true. And so you are the oldest artisan shop here in Florence, yes?
Yes, we are within the main historical shops in Florence. So we are on many books, nominated in many books. So we are very well known.
that's great. And so a couple of fun facts for the Americans out there listening. A couple of great movies that you've supplied artwork for are Ocean's 12.
Yes.
With Brad Pitt and all those guys. And then the other movie, I forget, Hannibal was the other one.
Yes.
Which is cool, which is filmed here in Florence. And it's tied to, by the way, just so you know, the reason that Hannibal Lecter killed a person the way he did and hung them out of Plaza Vecchia is tied to the Pazzi conspiracy. And we'll get into that in a historical segment of the show. But those are two of the movies. And then you also produce wonderful work that gets shipped around the world for public display. You'd mentioned you've got some work in Boston.
Yes, and of course. And, you know, in Washington, we sent, there is a... at Arlington Memorial Bridge, there are four horses which were cast from us long time ago, and you know, in Boston we do have a monument dedicated to Mary Dyer Quocker, famous Quocker.
Yeah.
At Forest Lawn Memorial Cemetery, there are many of our works displayed.
Oh, okay.
So we can say there's a wide choice, you know, all over the world and into the States especially.
And that's wonderful. You can come, as I mentioned, and people even come and request busts done in the traditional, either from, I guess, the Renaissance or the Baroque era, like by the style of Bernini, if you will. So you can come in and have your artisans create a bust of themselves. It takes quite a bit of time. This isn't something that you come in on Friday and it's ready on Monday.
Yes, it takes time.
A year or so.
Yes, according to the materials, marble of course takes long.
Yeah.
But you know, we can do it.
And so we're standing in here, and we're standing under Giambologna's The Rape of the Sabines, which this isn't to scale, but it's a smaller version done in marble. It's spectacular. And so when people buy these wonderful pieces, how do they get them home? Like if I lived in Chicago, I bought a piece, how does it?
No problem. We do have specialized bakers who make the correct packaging, and then they are served by surface, of course, inside containers. So shipment is not so expensive as you may guess, because of course they can be shipped together other goods. So this is a sort of things. Shipment is not basically a problem. We can manage it, no problem.
That's wonderful. And then there's some alabaster. Did I say that right? Alabaster pieces in the back, which are delightful. statues made with one of the founders of the Frilli Gallery, Signor Frilli. So Mr. Frilli himself, and in the back, and they were hand-painted. And, of course, a lot of the paintings, because they're a year 100 plus years old now.
In 1920. We are talking about 1920. So it's Art Nouveau period, or Art Deco, in French way.
Yeah.
So these are the few original pieces we are having, and they are making part of our exclusive collection, which is for sale, of course, but we are proud to show them to our customers.
It's great. And then there's lots of different fountains and things people can put in their gardens. And just to let me reiterate this, the David's Verrocchio is exact scale, duplicate, as if Verrocchio himself did it. And
a twin replica.
Yeah, it's a twin replica. So
not on the original mold.
Yeah, when you go see it at the museum, this is exactly the statue that you'll see. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
The Gates of Paradise by Ghiberti, which are phenomenal. So you should go, obviously, see them in the Baptistery, but know that the artisans from the Frilli Gallery created those, which are beautiful. And then you can go right to Museo dell'Opera del Duomo, right behind the Duomo, and see the original panels are there. And I was actually lucky enough to see they did a swap with the Art Institute in Chicago. They sent three panels from Ghiberti's original panels over to the States so that we can enjoy them as well. And I'm guessing they were the time right after you kind of recreated or reproduced the doors and the baptistry here in Florence.
Yeah, to be honest, this is not possible because for copyright purposes, you know. But, this is a way to show the quality we always put on all our works. So the effort we are always trying to make is to have a replica which is as close as possible to the original.
Yeah, and they're all amazing. And the head of the David, I know lots of people obviously love Michelangelo's David. You can come in here, and it's a good opportunity. If you want to get a cool picture, you can get up really close, obviously. You don't want to touch it because it's...
It depends. Bronze is not fragile. You can't touch it.
But when you come in, you do see the Capitoline Wolf. I'm just going to give you an idea of what I'm standing around here. This is a replica of the Greek statue of the wrestlers, yes?
Correct, yeah.
So the Capitoline Wolf, Giambologna's Rape of the Sabines, the Discus Thrower, Mercury by Giambologna, see? Donatello's David, Verrocchio's David.
Bacchus by Michelangelo.
Bacchus by Michelangelo, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because the Four Seasons has your oldest statue,
yes,
which is the Bacchus by Michelangelo, which is... it's a replica.
No, it's a real size replica of the famous statue by Michelangelo, and completely hand carved 150 years ago. So it's a real good top quality.
And you can go
and it's not for sale. It's our oldest piece, so we are affectionated. But we can make another one, of course.
Exactly. And you can go and enjoy this. It's in the Four Seasons, in the courtyard inside the Four Seasons. But if you sit and have a drink at the bar here in Florence at the Four Seasons, you can enjoy the statue. So if for some reason you get to Florence, even after you go visit the Bargello and see the original there from by the hand of Michelangelo, be sure to go pass by, have a drink at the Four Seasons, a shakarato or something if you don't want a cocktail, glass of wine maybe, and you can see this incredibly beautiful statue. Not to mention the courtyard at the Four Seasons is spectacular.
Yeah.
So
it's completely open to the public, so
yeah,
you can just walk in and admire it,
and it's free. It's another way to go see something free. It's very nice because the economy is kind of rough these days, so that's a good way to go. And so what's the best way, people? What hours are you open so people know when to come and visit?
So except Sunday, we are open the whole day from 10 o'clock till 7:30 p.m.
Perfect. And when they come in, feel free to look around, and they should ask first before they take pictures and do things, yes?
No, they are allowed to take pictures. There's no copyright. These are replicas.
So. Oh, okay.
So they can take as many pictures as they like. So this is not a problem, really.
Great. That's good to know, because a lot of people like to take pictures of the statues and things they've seen, so this is a really good option, everybody, to come and do that. Be courteous, of course. And now, you'd mentioned one of your favorite gelaterias nearby. One of my favorites in the city is Gelateria Neri, but you mentioned another one. What was the name?
La Carraia.
La Carraia, and it's nearby. So how would one get there after they've come and enjoyed the gallery to go get a nice gelateria?
Yes, you have to past the bridge, Ponte alla Carraia, and you will find one of the best ice cream shops.
So Ponte alla Carraia, right over the bridge, you'll see the gelateria there in Paspai. It's one of the true artisan styles of gelato here in Florence, which is great. Everyone, once again, the website is freelygallery.com, and that's freeligallery.com. And okay. Please.
So you can write us for any inquiries you like. So we are at your disposal. So you can also print some pictures from our website. So you may scroll the web and, you know, you enjoy it. You see about our history, about the way we are used for making our castings. So lots of useful information, all our oldest pieces which are all over the world. So you can have a look, enjoy,
that's
and
right.
Write us especially.
That's right. And then what I'm going to do actually is try to locate some of the popular pieces that they've done that are accessible in the United States for public viewing and put a list of those on the website so that you know when you're seeing these beautiful creations in art that they're done by the hands of the artisans here at the Freely Gallery, and you're really getting a taste of Italy in the United States if for some reason you're not able to get here to Florence to see all this wonderful work firsthand. So with that, Lena, thank you so very much, Sarah. It was
okay. Wonderful
speaking with you, and this is great. So many people, please pass by the Freely Gallery. You'll have a wonderful time when you do.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Thank you. Ciao.
Dreaming of renting a villa in Italy? Papavero Villa Rentals, your Italy experts, will make that dream come true. We specialize in Italy 100% of the time. It's our passion, and we love what we do. We're experts on travel to Italy, and we're here to help you plan the perfect trip. From the Italian Alps to the beaches of Sicily, we personally select each property to assure your comfort. We travel to Italy multiple times a year to inspect and revisit each property to assure your physical comfort as well. We thump the pillows, check the water pressure, and sleep in the beds. We know each property intimately and are happy to help you choose the one that best suits your desires. And we don't stop there. Our frequent trips to Italy enable us to arrange day tours and services, all pre-approved by us so you can book with confidence. No matter what your dream may be, a stunning villa with staff on Lake Como, a country cottage in Tuscany, a chic apartment in Rome, or anything in between, trust your dream to Papavero Villa Rentals. Call us toll-free at 1-866-737-0000. That's 1-866-737-0000. Or visit us online at papaverorentals.com.